and suspicion at last arises to whether humans without greediness would have been able to live in full harmony with nature. And happiness is the possibility to immerse oneself in the solar nature and be able to appreciate it. And it is when a new life is born that we have the possibility to be born again. And without unnecessarily enslaving the present for the sake of the future, it is us that have to think what life is worth living. And the only negative side of being independent is to have to give up our social pride, which in turn deteriorates our authenticity. And it is free from all the assassin dogmas constructed by the social establishments that we can become divine virtues. And by concentrating our focus within an intimate environment, we can at last channel our spirituality. And to be virtuous today is to perform our nature and thus avoid to be flooded by the artificial surrounding. And it lies always within us the possibility of regaining our positive energy even in the most negative state. And what we have to fiercely protect in the first place is our ability to perform our spirituality. And the return of the solar light is what we need to germinate our spirit. And even though we address others towards nature, we are never to build expectations towards them as they are most likely to desert. And there is always a good way to follow, and that is always to be close to nature. Once our mission is understood, we literally have to fully own something in order to fully develop it. And we can only give input to others and later retreat to let them decide what to go for. And we can only hint to a small breach out of the massive infrastructure unawarely enslaving us. And our only teaching is to be humble in front of the solar life without wasting any of its fruits. And all our social engagement in the end will only produce lazy nature. And even though we have identified our final goal in life, we shall learn to maintain a natural pace towards it. And in our willing to promote a natural spirituality, we cannot but come into conflict with the artificial sociality. And when the environment around you hibernates, you ought to keep moving in order not to freeze to death. And we ought to subdue our discontent and happily focus on our present. And when the source of life freezes, we can either die with it or cross over it in search for a new life. And the fomenting fears of the public opinion makes the single individual unable to trust but an ever-increasing legislation. And the few moments we spend in the solar nature make up to the entire life we spend under the dark social system. and our natural roles of spiritual fibrillators are suddenly turned into social regulators. And we ought to fully expose ourselves to the natural phenomena in order to have something meaningful to say. And we become unable to mediate outside the bubble in which we have grown. And discipline is like the tip of an arrow that will let us through the most tormented periods of a lifetime. And ultimately, what is needed is not the support of others, but the possibility for ourselves to dedicate to our spirituality. And it is a fine balance not to accelerate towards our spiritual goal, as well as not giving it up. Our philosophy ought to be good enough to be able to roam free in the macro as well as being confined in the micro. And without a doubt, the most powerful creations are always given in the most precarious of circumstances. And no meaning can survive within the safety of society unless society heavily sustained. And better to die poor with a few grateful people around you than rich and alone. And in order to develop a character, we can't just have a natural property, but we ought to live it. And it is only facing the solar sublime that our soul can truly recharge. And the beauty of life deteriorates as soon as we obsess to seek social prestige. And even a glimpse of a most distant solarity is necessary to fully load our spirit. And in a complete seclusion, we build palaces that are 10 times bigger and 100 times more long-lasting. And as a spiritual discipline blends with nature, it can only positively affect the surrounding others. And why would we need to go anywhere if we place ourselves next to a source of constant new life? And we cannot just imagine our ideal life, but we ought to live it every single day. While the single facing all odds is admirable, the single making other facing his own odds is despicable. And simply everyone is a potential prophet as soon as he or she understands the unique beauty he or she lives in. And daily performing our nature, we will also be able to understand what is good and bad for it. And we worry about our tiny nationalities when the smallest of strokes can cause the biggest of chaos. This is not the violent political revolution that will bring a good change, but the adherence to our spirituality. And ultimately, the richer they will get, the less they will content themselves of the reality. And any powerful person only plays the role that the source projects on himself. we should learn never to give ourselves too much to a commodity, because it will never going to last. And we only have to find the place where we know we have enough freedom to grow spiritually. And we ought to think of our life as ultimately a cycle in which we will return to the origins. And spiritual progress can only be measured with the intensity that our soul can deliver. And if at least noble spirits will be allowed to proceed without social regulations, the need for social regulations will come less. And the condition to keep pure is to keep our establishment precarious. And by keeping ourselves strongly rooted in our nature, we will strongly grow with it. And the bright of the sun on our wasted soul is a precondition of our spiritual growth. And even if a part of us is dominated by the social regime, the rest ought to be set free in the natural spontaneity. And particularly after escaping artificial conducts, we ought to set up our own natural conduct.